Welcome to Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
It's another beautiful Monday on Voices of Vision, and I am so happy to have my regular guest back, Terry James. How are you, Terry?
It is good to be back. Hello, Jane.
I'm so happy. What's new since we last had a little chat? What's going on in the world of Terry James?
There is so much going on. I am trying to do so many different things right now, and it's actually kind of hilarious, to be honest with you. There's just so many things I have going on that I'm having a little hard time focusing on what needs to be done the most.
Okay.
Ever since the start of the year, I go through this ritual every New Year's Eve. And it's kind of a weird thing, and everybody thinks I'm a little weird by it, but I don't like to be out around midnight. Mm-hmm. I usually take that time on New Year's Eve to obviously spend a little time with my wife, but I have to be alone. I have to go into my office. I have to light some candles. I have to take out my goal books and see what I have done over the past year. It takes most of the day to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I look and see what I've done, how far I've gone over the past year. And then I set my sights and my intuitions and goals for the following year.
Hmm.
And I decided that this year was a year that I'm shooting for the stars. I haven't shot high enough. And I think that's a big problem, that some people are afraid to really go high when they just kind of stay at a level. So I decided that I was going to go high this year.
Good. I like it. So dream bigger.
Dreaming bigger, doing bigger things.
I like that. Now, do you observe yourself? Do you have a time where you sit and you just kind of go up and out and look down at yourself? From an, observation stance.
I'm always observing myself and making fun of myself, and I'm very hard on myself. That's one of the things that I am trying to do a little better at. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been able to do what you're describing. I am meditating a little more. In fact, I have my Tibetan singing bowl next to me. Well, here we go. There it is right there.
Oh, I love that.
I've got all this going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying a bunch of different things.
Good. What do you tell somebody? Like, if someone comes to you randomly, I mean, you're on the radio with the Lex and Terry show, you've got Terry James alive, you're out in the public because you are a public figure. Someone comes up to you at an event or, send you a text or an email or whatever and says, Terry, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do next. I feel like I've got this big thing inside of me, but I don't know what to do about it. Give me a 2-minute Terry James motivational speech for this person that is stuck.
Well, the first thing that I usually do, and I was actually doing it last night because I don't feel stuck, but I just felt busy. So I needed to calm myself.
Okay.
And I always remind myself that I'm really in charge of this thing.
Mm.
A lot of the times a lot of people are always waiting for an answer for somebody. They're always waiting to get that certain job, or they're waiting to hear from the girl to go out with, or they're whatever, And I try to remind myself that I'm doing everything I can and that today life is good. Mm. And I take a lot of the pressure off getting unwound from things.
Okay.
And as soon as I take all that pressure off and remind myself, you know what, I'm in a pretty good position. Like just the other day, I'll give you an example. I was starting to get a little nervous because my radio contract is up at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a whole year.
Right.
And I'm going, what happens? What am I going to do? what do I do here? So I started stressing about it. So I just said to myself, you know what? I've got a great job today. My wife is fantastic. I have food. I'm very thankful for where I am right now. And I get to create still. I'm doing exactly what I love to do. And it just took a little bit of the steam off, a little bit of the edge off. And when I get lost, like I am right now, because I've got a couple things that I really want answers on and I really want to move forward on, but I actually want to get some sort of gut feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just get really quiet. And I don't think you go anywhere forward in life until, I know I don't, until I feel grounded and I feel powerful again. And when I start giving people other powers out there and start giving the guy a little bit of power over me about hiring me or whatever, I don't like that. I don't like that feeling. And it's not a control freak thing. It's just, no, no. You're not getting power over my happiness. This right. job doesn't define me. None of this stuff defines me. So, and that's what I'm working on. And I think that's what I usually tell people is that just get real quiet. Realize that a lot of this stuff isn't all that important. You're stressed up. You're over, you know, because a lot of things are just goals we really want to achieve. But you just got to lighten up a little.
So gut feeling versus, you know, in your head, because so many people get in their head and their heads tell them to take a left when they probably should take a right. How do you tap into that? I mean, it's like, you know, it is that God-given intuition, for lack of a better way to describe it.
I just always have known through in the past, and you pay attention to decisions that you've made in the past and mm-hmm. how you felt when you made those decisions. There's been many decisions you make because they're decisions for somebody else. If you're making a goal for somebody else, you know, like your parents wanted you to be a lawyer or whatever, you know, and that became your goal, you're really not behind it. You know, you could probably still do okay with it, but you're really not behind it. So I've always made kind of a note to myself of how did I feel when I made that decision and how did that decision work out? Any decision that you make with your head, usually to me, is just so conservative. And it's so, and when I make a conservative decision or I have a conservative thought, I know that's coming from my head and not my heart, because I'm a risk taker. I'm a let's do this now thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And anytime I sell myself short, that decision usually comes from the head and I won't take it anymore.
I'm not taking it anymore.
I don't take that decision. That's not an option for me.
I love it. So what are Terry James' superhero gifts? Like, what are those things that are like deep inside of you that you know are unique to you?
Oh, that's a scary question. And it's one meant to uplift, isn't it, Jane? I see what you're doing. No, you're not going to get by me, lady. No, I do have the ability to really, and it's not make fun of myself, but to keep myself honest and true. Mm. And one of my gifts is honesty. And it wasn't for a while. I'll tell you that I was just like anybody else, you know, pretty much gossiping. And when you start getting involved in that and you just kind of lose yourself. And once again, it's being completely true. And yes, sometimes I don't want to tell people the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I say yes to things when I don't really want to say yes to them for others, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I still fall into that trap. But I don't know, just honesty is a real big thing for me right now. And it just clears your mind. It also helps you be centered. Mm. You don't have anything to hide. You're not going to worry about anything. You know, everybody knows everything.
Right.
So I'm good when it comes to that. And that's one of the things that I'm pretty proud of. My sense of humor obviously is something that in the way that I look at life is when I see that it tickles others, they immediately become closer friends of mine. They don't have to laugh at things, you know, but when I see that my quirkiness kind of tickles them, you know, you don't have to go, oh, Terry, you're so funny. But when I see that you appreciate the weirdness in me sometimes, that is because that's something I appreciate in myself.
Good.
That's the way my life works. And one of the other things I really love is that I have the ability to look at everything that I need to do and get it done. I can visualize to a T and make things happen.
Mm.
And I've been
that's a good one.
Visualization and then manifestation on top of that. But visualization, I've been really good at that.
That's awesome. These are good superhero powers.
Yeah.
Humor, honesty, visualization, manifestation. That's good.
Exactly.
That's very good. I love it. Now, what do you do? You're successful. You're a successful man. You've been successful, I would say, since you were, in your early 20s, in different facets. And yes. Everything it seems to me that you put your mind to doing, you do. Sometimes it morphs and changes because that's life. Mm-hmm. What do you do to celebrate Terry James' success?
That's an area where I also have trouble because I am always on to the next thing. Right. When I celebrate, when I see something manifest, it's really weird. I acknowledge it and go, yeah, powerful. Got it done. Now what? I don't really take time to celebrate because it seems that it's already done. If you're really going from a point of, hey, I'm going to be a top radio host, which is my big dream, mm-hmm. even though I wasn't one yet, I always viewed myself as one.
Right.
So there really wasn't, why would you celebrate? Does that make sense? I'm having a hard time. Why would you celebrate if you've already done that in your mind, your heart, you're already that. I've been reminded to go out and celebrate life a little more with my wife. And yes, I'll tell you what, what my next phase in life, whatever that's going to be, as far as contractually speaking,
right,
which is coming up at the end of the year, I will celebrate either signing a new contract or making a new decision or going a new direction instead of act through fear.
Ooh, I like that. And it does make sense because you are already in your mind and your heart and your intuition. You're already on to that next thing. You're like, yeah, okay, I've done this.
I've already felt it. I've already been there. I get it. Yeah. I've always felt it. So
I love that.
What's to celebrate? Except, yeah, I got this. I figured this whole thing out, I think. At least the way it works for me. Works different for everybody.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? But
sure
it's good
does.
To kind of have, it's good to have a handle on, where we're manifesting from. Mm-hmm. And I love what you said earlier about getting quiet and really kind of removing yourself from life's noise. And that you're able to kind of tune in on a different frequency and just sort of realize that it's all love. We're really just here by the grace of that greater spirit and just to really manifest goodness and push that goodness back out. And I also love the point you made about gossip. It's just, it diminishes who we are.
Yeah,
makes us tiny and small and icky.
And if you have a job, it's hard to stay out of that with others, or friends. Yeah, I completely, and when I hear others gossip now, I excuse myself.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to hear it.
No.
Yeah.
And one of those gifts that you have is about how you created what you have right now in Seattle, in your home studio. And I want to talk about that, but let's give a little love to our sponsor.
Oh,
and
please.
Then we're going to talk about how you created that environment, because there are so many people in this entrepreneurial spirit right now that want what you have. They want to remove themselves from that, the bad overhead lights and the stupid boss and the bad business environment, to kind of create their own vibe. So anyway, Go Cleanse, fabulous people. I was blessed enough where Terry actually turned me on to these people years and years ago. They needed some help with their social media and they had none. And Terry lovingly said, you got to talk to my friend, Jane Asher. So that's how I came to be with who are now I consider some of my very dearest friends on the planet. Scott and Peter both are fantastic human beings. I love their wives, Sarah and Karen. And the greatest thing is the product, Terry. I mean, my shake is waiting for me right now because I was busy meditating about what we were going to talk about, and so my shake is still sitting in the kitchen right now, but every morning I have my shake, and if I don't have it, I don't feel healthy and balanced.
No, my wife my wife and I wake up, we have a shake every morning as well. And, you know, anytime you need a little extra something, you could, you know, two shakes a day, a light meal in the afternoon, and you get right back on it. I mean, it's crazy how amazing it works, how good it tastes, the energy you feel. And you were talking about the product's fantastic. You know, the product is hands down the best I've ever seen work for others and myself. Bottom line, it's great. But you were talking about the people behind Go Cleanse, and they are actually better than the product. They are what I love about these people is they truly care about people's lives. They truly care and want to help others. They're giving. They are, they're just fantastic people, and they practice what they preach. They live the product. It's just isn't a business. And it just feels like you're part of a family here with Go Cleanse than anything else.
Oh man. So well said. And it's so true. And I'm going to tell you right after the holidays, you know, there wasn't a piece of toffee that I didn't fall in love with through the holidays, and a lot of red wine and, you know, and I was feeling really lethargic and bloated. So I hop on the scale, I look, and I'm like, okay, that's, you know, that's four and a half pounds that I didn't have previous to Christmas. So I just looked at Tom and I said, boom, going to do a deep cleanse, which is you take this little juice and you have these snacks and maybe a few nuts for a few days. So I did it. Terry, bang, 6 pounds.
No, gone. It's crazy. I did the same thing.
It was crazy, like 2 days. And I'm like, okie dokie. The jeans are not snug again. I'm feeling great. So it's a really, really solid program. And the people are really invested in your health. So,
absolutely.
So Go Cleanse. So give them where they should go if they want to sign up through you, Terry.
Oh, you could go to Go. Let me get the phone number. I've got it right here. It's 800-562-8819. That's 800-562-8819. You'll get a coach. You could ask him any question you want. You're under no obligation to order. Just, you know, you have your own personal questions because we're all different. They understand that. Call and talk to a coach. And if you want to order right there and go to their Facebook page and their Twitter account. You'll be blown away at how the product works. Look at some of those pictures. My God,
I know.
We just did
great.
A couples challenge on the Lexiteri radio show and people just killed it.
I know. So cool. Well, fun. So much for a 60-second commercial. Don't you love podcasting?
Yes, I do love podcasting.
That's so great. Okay. So, let's talk about where you are. Like here you are now and you've reconstructed where you're going with Terry James Alive. So let's talk about, talk about Terry James Alive, and because it's really, really extraordinary. I feel like you were kind of at the head of leading this, you know, wonderful, spiritually based awesomeness that's happening through Terry James Alive. So let's talk about it.
Now, I've almost quit the show many times, as you know.
I know.
And only because I was having a very hard time finding my groove, or, you know, they call it finding your voice, you know, in the business that we're
right.
in. You know, little inside tip for you people. But yeah, I was having a hard time figuring out where I wanted to go with it. I knew that I wanted to talk about with like-minded people about subjects that matter to me. And I wanted to meet some of my people that have inspired me. And it's been fantastic. I've been able to do that, but it just wasn't doing anything. And after about maybe, well, I think it was 4 or 5 episodes, I got an offer, which was, you know, unheard of. I got an offer from a program director in Seattle on Cairo FM. Larry Gifford called me and he said, "You live in Seattle, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "How do you feel about doing Terry James Alive on our weekend radio station, which is the number one FM talk station in Seattle?" And I said, "Really?" I said, "What do you want?" I go, "You want what?" He goes, "I want that Terry James Alive thing. That's what I want."
Wow.
And I was like, okay, great. So I stopped doing Terry James Alive, the podcast. And then I started to do that. I did that for about 1.5 years and it was fun, but it went radio-y. It was the radio guidelines that they wanted and timed breaks. And they were trying to coach me and make me a better announcer, which I'm always up for, you know, but that took my eye off what I really wanted to talk about. So I stopped that job because my wife said, you know, we live here in Seattle and you have your regular job and you're also working the weekends, which I put a lot of work into the show. And I was like, I really had no days off. So she said, we're not seeing each other. So I quit the show and then turned it back into a podcast. And now Sherry is actually becoming a big part of the podcast.
Which is Let's really talk about strange. That.
It's really strange. I didn't want to do it.
I don't think she wanted to.
She doesn't. She still doesn't. But the new podcast will be starting the last week of this month. It was going to be the 22nd, but I think it's going to be the following Monday.
Okay.
It's going to be every Monday and Thursday. I'm going to be streaming the show live
Monday
and Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. East Coast time. And then immediately after that show, the live shows will turn into a podcast.
Nice.
Operate better live. I wanted to always do the show live. If I have time to edit and I have time to judge myself, sometimes I will not speak from the heart.
Right.
So this keeps it raw and ready. And I talked Sherry into joining me for this latter half of some of the shows. I'm still going to get some of my favorite guests on, but I'm walking through life and what's going on in my life right now and what's working and what's not working. It's a little more funny. It's a little more light. And what Sherry, my wife, brings to the table is she's a little more pragmatic than me.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of couples have that in their relationships where one's a dreamer. The other one's like, yeah, but we got to pay the bills, idiot. You know that? And so it'll bring a little bit of that aspect to it. And to be honest, I want to learn more about my wife. Even though we're going on 25 years of marriage, I think I'm going to learn more about her.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. Terry James, Alive Live. It's Alive Live. I love it's Alive Live. That's good.
Alive Live.
Monday, Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, starting very, very soon with your fabulous wife, Sherry. And, you know, I just have to say that gave me one of those, aw. I mean, you want to learn more about your wife and you've been together for 25 years. That's beautiful.
I ask myself every morning that question in the shower. I've got a series of questions, not just about her. I don't want to sound all sappy. Okay. Some are very selfish and manlike, but I do have the question every morning. How can I show Sherry how much I love her?
Aww.
Answers come to me. And I try to follow through every day on that. And we try to share at least one major intense feeling of emotion together once a day. That could either be guttural laughter, which is usually our emotion we share together. We crack each other up and there's many times we'll sit on the couch or across from one another and be in tears laughing at each other. And that's my favorite one. We'll share a moment. If something's going on, we'll hold each other. If somebody's down, we share that moment. I try to share just a real, it could be sexually speaking, who knows? I try to share a real passionate, real strong moment with her every single day. I don't want a day to go past and miss an opportunity.
Well, that is just talk about goals for relationships. I mean, that's really amazing.
You have to work at them.
Oh, yeah.
You have to want them to be great.
I agree with that 100%. And you have to always tell yourself, what is it that I fell in love with at the very beginning? You know, because those feelings, those butterflies that it doesn't go away. I think we just stuff it down with paying the bills and doing whatever we're doing. We have a minute to close. What is one of Terry James' favorite words?
I really, and I've said it already today, I really love the word intention. That really is a thing for me. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I call this show Terry James Alive, I like feeling alive. I like to feel something, just like I mentioned with my wife, you know, that type of thing. I like to feel alive. And ups and downs in life are feeling alive. If you're medicated to try to stay on a mid-level, you know, to me, you're not feeling any life. I mean, there's pain. You have to live that and the joy you know, I just alive is a word that I repeat to myself a lot as well.
So. I absolutely have loved this time with you. And the fact that you take the time to be my regular on Voices of Vision is such an honor, Terry. So
same to you. I love it.
Right on. So Terry James, Alive, Alive. Coming your way Mondays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Pacific. Go to Terry James Alive. He's got a great group on Facebook. He is on Twitter. Sherry is just fantastic in bringing a really balance to you and to the show.
There's that. It's challenging.
She's, talk about honest. That lady, boy, oh boy.
She doesn't hold anything back.
No, I love that. You know, she has challenged you since the minute you met her. So,
and so have you. I've always been friends and attracted to powerful people.
That are not
powerful like I'm a boss type of thing, but just powerful people within their power. And those are my friends today, like you. That's who I chose to marry. Confident, powerful people.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Terry. I love you.
I love you too.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Vision. I will be back, and Terry will be back. I'm going to hold him to it to be my regular every 6 to 8 weeks or so whenever we need a good dose of humor, honesty, visualization, and manifestation with Terry James. Thanks for tuning in.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.